It couldn't be done today. An American president proclaimed, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits." George Washington said that in his Thanksgiving Day proclamation. Today, many have Turkey Day, or watch football games, or perhaps have a family meal. Is it really that important as a nation to pause and give thanks? Whom should we thank, and for what? And what does Bible prophecy have to do with it? Stay tuned to Beyond Today as we discuss, Why Give Thanks?
Join our host Steve Myers and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Mention Thanksgiving Day, and immediately the traditional turkey dinner and pumpkin pie come to mind. But are we genuinely thankful? What does it mean to be thankful? Why should we be thankful? And how should we show our thankfulness? Welcome to Beyond Today, where we help you understand your future. To discuss this, I've invited two guests to join me. Associate Professor of Theology, Gary Antion, and Education Administrator, Dave Register. Welcome.
Thank you.
Is there really a lot for Americans to be thankful for?
There surely is. Have you ever traveled abroad and been in a developing country and experienced the lack of blessings that they have there by comparison to what you're used to in America?
Totally different world, isn't it?
It is a totally different world. When we are used to so many having so many things available to us, and in that particular type of a world, we don't find them. We don't find the orderliness that we may find in some of our Western countries that have the basic Christian Judeo ethic as the basis of their country and their
things,
government.
Things we take for normal in America, we take it for granted. Over there, it can be quite different, can't it?
Absolutely. The issue over abroad is they don't have as much. They're many times looking to America to even give to them of their wealth and their blessings. America has so many natural resources, so much arable land, so many natural harbors on its coastlines, so many blessings that have come as a result of certain gifts from the Almighty God.
So there are so many things that we take for granted as Americans, or even everyone in North America for that matter, have so many blessings that just seem to have happened, or people just assume they've just happened. But in reality, we know there's a great power behind that that has blessed us so much. And sometimes when it comes to thankfulness, we aren't thankful for our good fortune. We're not thankful for even our standard of living. Would you say that, Dave?
Yes, Steve, I would. America is the envy of the world. Here in North America, we enjoy the assets of the natural resources that we have here. We enjoy the riches that are produced by the rest of the world. In fact, only 4% of the population of the world enjoys 30% of the wealth.
Well, that is amazing statistic when you think only 4% of us as Americans in the world, but we use 30% of what's going on out there. That is phenomenal.
Exactly. By any comparison, whether you're looking at unemployment rates, which are the lowest in America than anywhere else except Japan, or whether you're looking at the stock markets that we have, our stock markets make up 30% of the world's wealth. We are really a very, very wealthy people.
So even though we complain about gas prices, we're still best off as any country in the world, aren't we?
Yeah, I was talking to some friends from Canada, and even in Canada, which is one of the countries that we believe has been blessed in a special way with lots of natural resources, even in Canada, their price per gallon ends up being about $4 a gallon. Gasoline, and of course in Europe it's much higher than that. So we truly have been blessed over here with a lot of resources and a lot of things that we think, the abundance of the food and the crops and the varieties that we have, are awesome. Mm-hmm. In America,
it almost can go another step, couldn't it, to say that we're envied for other things as well when it comes to even our form of government.
Well, having freedoms that we have in America are awesome. It's unthinkable in other countries that you would ever stand up and criticize your government. Try to do that in some countries where there are dictatorships, and you'll soon find yourself on your way to some camp somewhere, isolated, maybe taken away from your family. the freedoms that we have here, freedom to worship, freedom of speech, are all wonderfully guaranteed under our Constitution. The basic orderliness that we find in our society is guaranteed there because of the laws that we have, that while we have criminals, yes, who violate the laws from time to time, we still have a very law-abiding society, and that contributes to safety, protection, and the orderliness of a people.
Well, we do take freedoms for granted. We take even the press, for that matter, we take some of those things for granted as well, don't we?
You know something, Steve? I think it's interesting. A good measure of how popular America is or how wealthy we are is how many people are trying to get into America. You know, you look at it from our immigration status, from an illegal immigration status point of view. People are literally breaking down the doors to get here.
Mm-hmm. So why do we have the problems we have? Because people want to be here.
Exactly. It's one of our problems.
Yeah, and we forget that. And, right. And maybe we do take those things for granted, and so we're maybe not genuinely as thankful as we should be. We take our Thanksgiving holiday for granted in that sense, and we forget maybe the principles that we should keep in mind. I mean, are there principles for Thanksgiving? Could we say that?
Definitely. I believe there are two major principles that we should keep in mind regarding this holiday coming up. And sound principles 24/7. And that is, number one, that God has given us the blessings that we enjoy today in our natural resources, in our country, our economy, our freedoms. And number two, human nature tends to want to give itself credit. We want to give ourselves the credit rather than giving the credit to God, the one who provides these wonderful blessings that we enjoy. So oftentimes I think we're blinded by our own pride to say, well, we built this country, we developed all these natural resources, we're the ones responsible for our riches today, when in reality, it's God. So those two principles, I feel, are very important for us to keep in mind regarding Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it seems more and more we want to get God out of things,
right.
But if we really look to the basis of being thankful, we can't leave that out.
Well, our secular society wants to reject God and leave him out of the picture as much as they possibly can. For a president to say, let's have a day of Thanksgiving, let's remember God in our prayers, I pray for you, it's almost ridiculed today.
Yeah, can you imagine George Washington saying those same words today? I mean, it would be a laughingstock, wouldn't it?
Well, Abraham Lincoln said it in his day, and he said it because he really did not go to church very much. He was one who studied the Bible, read the Bible, and realized the need to give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive. But in our current world, they forget God. It's easy to forget God, leave him out of the picture, and think that their own power and their own might has gotten them all these things. And we know that that's not the way it is. We know that every good and perfect gift does come down from God.
And so now, no doubt, God has blessed America with the best. Is there any other way to say that than he did it? We didn't earn it. We don't deserve it, but certainly he has blessed us.
He has blessed not only America, but many of the English-speaking countries, the Western world, those who have embraced the principles that come out of his word and have used those as the foundation of their countries. Many of them have been blessed too.
The English-speaking peoples of the world have certainly been blessed. It's obvious all around us. In fact, if you want to know more about that, why we should be thankful, we have a special booklet that you need to have. We hope you'll go online to beyondtoday.tv and order this booklet or read it for yourself immediately. It's called The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. This will go into detail about why America needs to be thankful and where those blessings came from. We hope you'll stay with us. We're going to talk about this a little bit more in our next segment. How did America's blessing come about? Stay with us.
Discover why God made America the greatest nation in history in your free publication, The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. Understand how Britain and the United States were destined by God to change the world. Read in the Bible hundreds of prophecies from the time of Abraham and ancient Israel foretelling the United States' power today. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free publication that traces our people for thousands of years to the founding and creation of the United States. You need to understand the relevance of the Bible to America's place in the world today as never before. Get your free copy of The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy.
Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv.
The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. You need this booklet. We hope you'll go online to beyondtoday.tv and read it for yourself. You could order it or actually read it right online. It'll talk about Thanksgiving. It'll talk about the reasons why the North American people have been so blessed, the English-speaking peoples around the world. Why is it like that? In fact, you may think about the history of America. You remember the story of the Pilgrims? That's a Thanksgiving story. 102 crowded passengers arrived at Plymouth Rock near Cape Cod on the Mayflower. And it was a difficult time. It was a hard winter. Only 51 people survived that first year. And half of those were children. By the time they got to that very first Thanksgiving, only half the people were left. What in the world was there to be thankful for? You talk about Thanksgiving, it would seem like you would blame God instead of set up a day of Thanksgiving. Why did they thank God?
Well, I believe that it has to do with perspective. The Pilgrims were leaving a country that had denied them religious freedom. They left that country knowing the difficulties of the voyage across the Atlantic to go to a new world, not really knowing what to expect. Once they arrived there, though they had hardships and though there was sadness over the death in their families, they still realize their existence depended on God. And they were so grateful to be alive. And when you face near-death experiences and deaths in the family, you also have a greater value on life. So I think their perspective was different. They were so grateful to be alive. They were so grateful to have food to eat. They were so grateful to have the crops that they had in America and the freedom to worship God in the way they chose.
Right, they'd had a bountiful summer. They'd produced all kinds of crops. So there really was. And so amazing that they saw the positive even among some of the difficulties that
it's so easy sometimes
faced.
To focus on the negative. It's so easy even to forget that which we have that is common and fail to recognize the blessings, the positive issues, the areas that we have in our lives.
In fact, that's an interesting way to put it, because if we fast forward to today, you know, how much thanks is actually given on Thanksgiving?
You know, Steve, I had an opportunity of living in Boston for several years, and I went to Plymouth Plantation, which is a recreation of that first community. And even the actors are instructed to talk about their sense of Thanksgiving and appreciation. And when you contrast that to today, what do you think of today? Most people think of turkey, football games, I mean, family reunions, which, you know, and not everything about Thanksgiving certainly in today's culture is negative.
Right, those aren't bad things.
Right.
Those are good things
exactly.
in general, but if we leave out the other part, I guess.
Yeah, many of those are positive, but I think so much of Thanksgiving today is commercialized, a lot of commercialism. You know, the big sales for Christmas begin around this time of the year. The day after Thanksgiving is the big day for shopping. The days before and after, the biggest days of the year for travel. I mean, how many North Americans really sit down and thank God on Thanksgiving Day?
I remember keeping Thanksgiving as a young child, and it was one of my favorite holidays because it was a time when the family could get together. It was a time when we could gather around. But unfortunately, a lot of our time was spent in family. A lot of our time was spent with food. A lot of our time was spent watching TV or football games. And a lot of it was not spent in gratitude toward God. And I believe that our country has forgotten God because it has forgotten to give Him thanks on a regular basis, not only on Thanksgiving Day, but on a regular basis, we forget to give God the gratitude and the glory, the worship that He deserves.
Maybe some of these holidays that Americans tend to keep really illustrate that principle. You know, Halloween is a big, big holiday, and they skip right over Thanksgiving many times, and we get right to Christmas, and we really miss one of the most meaningful, you know, possibilities to really thank God for what He's done. Maybe we missed the lesson. Could we say that there's lessons from the Pilgrims that we should, you know, put to practice today?
Steve, I think there's some extremely valuable lessons we can learn. Number one, as I mentioned before, have to do with these principles we need to keep in mind about Thanksgiving, and that is to acknowledge God, again, not just on one day a year, but all year long. One of these sound principles is to recognize that God wants us to acknowledge Him. He wants us to extend that appreciation for what we do have, and to recognize that we do live in one of the most blessed countries in all the world, and to thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. We need to be a grateful people, not just on Thanksgiving Day, as Dave had mentioned, mm-hmm. but we need to be a grateful people. Graciousness and gratefulness, gratitude, is something that we all need to inculcate. I know oftentimes in going to stores, I'll even say thank you when I've been the one who's been the consumer. They should be thanking me for buying their product, right. But because of the absence of thankfulness, I'll usually say, well, thank you, as I walk out, and then I shake my head and say, why did I thank that person for giving them the business? They should be thanking me. But we do live in a society that is not so grateful anymore. And as a people, as not only a nation of United States, but our Western world and peoples all around the world need to be grateful for the blessings that they've received, knowing that every good and every perfect gift comes down from God.
Boy, we have forgotten that, haven't we? It seems like we've forgotten to be thankful. We've forgotten to be grateful even among each other, let alone being thankful to God. It seems some of those principles are gone from our vocabulary these days, and that, you know, we tend to think that we've done this on our own, and we've forgotten God. And that's really a biblical principle, isn't it? Doesn't God talk about that in the Bible?
He certainly does. He says, after we've received all these blessings, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, he talks about the need to not forget him. After you've had all these blessings, after you've received them, after you've enjoyed your food, after you've enjoyed the bounty, don't say that you did it all by yourself. Don't say that you're the one. My hand did this.
Boy, we want to do that today.
We certainly want to take credit for it. It's oftentimes because we do exert energy, but we do have to realize that our energy, our force, our life, our breath of life is not earned. It came from someone who gave the breath of life, who created human beings in the first place, who made the laws, the natural laws that are out there, that such as laws of gravity and inertia and so on. We have a great God up there that we owe our existence to, and not to claim that we did it all, but to be thankful to him and grateful.
And that's not just an Old Testament principle, is it?
Absolutely not. We have, in fact, throughout the Bible, over 140 references to giving praise and thanks to God. It runs through the Old Testament and the New Testament. Of course, David wrote many psalms of thanksgiving, where he did nothing more than to thank God for the heavens, for his conditions, for where he lived, what he enjoyed. And I think certainly the same applies to our culture today, is that we have to learn to give God thanks. That's what he wants from us.
Boy, and it seems just the opposite has happened, that we've tried to remove God from just about every facet of our society here in America today. And it seems like we've removed that, and so we're not thankful the way we should be.
No, because there's no emphasis placed on God. God's been taken out of the classrooms. When I was in school, there was a prayer in the morning. There was a Bible reading in the morning to the whole class. But now it's been taken out of the schools because we want to forget God.
Bible reading, let alone even the Pledge of Allegiance today, yeah. often is not mm-hmm. even recited in
and then
schools.
Also you have evolution. Evolution mm-hmm. is taught, it's only a theory, but it's taught as a fact. And it's a great way of forgetting God because it's how we made ourselves by ourselves.
And in fact, it's not only a personal level, but also a national level. It seems that we've forgotten God, that it works all through our society. Why have we received those blessings? Why are the English-speaking nations greater blessed, it seems, than most others? Stay tuned. We'll talk about it more when we come back.
Understand how the United States and Britain were destined by God to change the world. Read in the Bible hundreds of prophecies from the time of Abraham and ancient Israel to understand the relevance of the Bible to America's place in the world today. Get your free copy of the United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv. Every family needs a steady diet of good news, so get yours with your free subscription to the Good News Magazine. You'll regularly read about how to apply principles of family success that always work. Raise happy children, enhance and solve problems in your relationship, and move ahead by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv for the good news. Help your family succeed.
When you order our free literature, you will receive a free subscription to the Good News Magazine. This is a magazine of understanding, a magazine that not only deals with Bible prophecy, deals with other articles concerning the Bible directly, but also helps you in your personal life, in your life to help deal with problems that come along every day. This is a magazine that you need, so we hope you'll go online to beyondtoday.tv, get the information that we have today, and you'll receive this free subscription as well. You need to get it, so we hope you'll go online as soon as possible. Now, we've been talking about Thanksgiving and why we should give thanks. Boy, America and other wealthy nations, other English-speaking nations around the world have certainly been blessed. And I don't think you can deny that we've been specially blessed by God, haven't we?
Steve, most of us think that all of this started about 400 years ago. But in reality, it was more like 4,000 years ago. God singled out Abraham, and he called him and made him promises beginning in Genesis, the 12th chapter. Read those all the way through the book of Genesis. And he promised to make Abraham a great nation, a wealthy nation.
Now, people might step back and say, now, wait a second. You can't go back to some Old Testament, old book, and see how that relates to us today. How would you associate those things? Some people would say that.
Well, there's a preponderance of evidence. I mean, who else qualifies for those promises that God made to Abraham, reiterated to Isaac and Jacob? What other country enjoys that kind of wealth, that kind of economy, that kind of natural resources at their disposal?
So we could say that Bible prophecy shows that God was going to bless America and other English-speaking peoples around the world.
That's true, and it's not just the book of Genesis. All the way through, including the prophets, and even into the New Testament, where Christ referred to Israel and taking the gospel to Israel, it points out prophetically that those promises would be brought to a nation at the time of the end.
Mm-hmm. And not referring to just Israel as we think of Israel today, but
right.
The people of Abraham, you might say. So that really does affect us today.
Well, certainly there were two nations there to come out of Abraham's loins. He was supposed to have out of his loins, he was supposed to generate a people that would be great and a people that would be a multitude of nations. And these people that were to come out of his loins eventually would be come from his seed, of course, from Isaac and from Jacob.
Right down the line.
Right down the line. And when we find in the Old Testament, we find listed about Ephraim and Manasseh being the children of Joseph and having Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, which meant prince with God, crossing his hands and blessing them and putting upon them blessings to be a great nation and a multitude of nations. These two brother nations, who else can they be?
So we have a great superpower.
We have a great superpower and a multitude of nations linked together, such as the British Empire was. What two brother nations do we see that have those blessings in the world? What two nations do we see that are relatives that have those blessings in the world, where one you could say is a great superpower and the other one was a multitude of nations who are brothers and who've been blessed and who've been a blessing to the world because they don't try to take over the world. They try to bless the world with what they have, much like Joseph did.
That's an interesting point, because as we understand that God fulfilled these prophecies in bringing Britain and America to power and blessed them with so many resources, you can't help but step back and wonder what happened to the response to that blessing. You know, have we responded in the way that we should to God fulfilling those prophecies all the way back from the book of Genesis?
When you look at America today and America's culture and North America, the Western nations, these descendants of these two brothers that Gary talked about, you know, we emphasize evolution in our education system. We put God out of the picture generally. Our postmodern culture excludes values and God.
Now, postmodern meaning what?
Well, the modern age was basically the 20th century into the late 20th century. And then in about 1989, with the fall of the Berlin Wall, the postmodern culture and era began. And that era, that culture basically says there are no values, there are no laws. Individualism, globalization, you know, a general view of the culture that excludes God.
Now, that would be where we see God being taken out of more and more things all the time.
Exactly.
And so we haven't accepted those blessings in a way that has been very grateful.
No, that we have not, because in the Bible we are warned to be careful not to take those blessings for granted. we're warned that God has given us those blessings and cursings. And he said, if we don't treat those blessings well, and if we don't obey him, if we don't walk in his ways and pay attention to him and be grateful to him, those blessings could be taken away.
Deuteronomy 11 talks about
Deuteronomy
that,
11 and Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28 talk about blessings and cursings that were promised to Israel, yes. But God is not a respecter of nations or people. If he promised it to them, he would do the same thing to any other country and any other nation.
So certainly a principle there that would apply today.
Absolutely.
Well, when we begin to see that, then, that should bring us then to a whole new view of Thanksgiving Day, shouldn't it?
Well, I would think so. I would think we would want to acknowledge God and begin to take the emphasis off the commercialism. We'd want to bring God into our homes. We'd want to invite him in and say, thank you.
And yet just God. The opposite has happened in our society today, it seems. That is phenomenal.
Well, at Thanksgiving time now, we do tend to forget God. Big deal is turkey, what type of turkey you're going to get, what size turkey, how many pies you're going to make, and the abundance we still live up to. We try to show the abundance that we've been blessed with, but oftentimes God is forgotten. And I think we all have to ask ourselves, how much on that day do we really spend time in prayer and ask God ask God for his blessings and thank him for those blessings? How much do we actually worship and honor him on that day? How much do we pay attention to his blessings to us and count our blessings throughout the day? Or are we too busy spending time with family, eating our turkey, eating our desserts, and watching TV?
And so the lesson for us then, we need to step back a little bit, not only at Thanksgiving, but at all times of the year, isn't it? It seems that without putting God first, we really miss the picture. Doesn't that seem to be the way that it is, Dave?
Absolutely. Again, I go back to the Bible, the record we have, understanding that God really wanted us to remember him and acknowledge him. As Gary said back in Deuteronomy, he said, when you receive all these blessings, don't forget from whence they came. Remember the God who's given you all these great and wonderful blessings.
And what a wonderful reminder that is for us, because God told us that we should remember. In fact, if you want more information about why America is so blessed, get this free booklet, The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. It'll give you all the details to show you how God fulfilled the prophecies that he gave all the way back in the Old Testament and throughout the Bible. So get online, beyondtoday.tv, get all the facts for yourself, and you'll see how we really do need to be thankful. We'll wrap things up right after this.
Understand how the United States and Britain were destined by God to change the world. Read in the Bible hundreds of prophecies from the time of Abraham and ancient Israel to understand the relevance of the Bible to America's place in the world today. Get your free copy of the United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv.
Thanksgiving is a yearly reminder of all the reasons to be thankful. George Washington envisioned a united America, saying, "Give God our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection, and to unite in most humbly offering our prayers to the great Lord and ruler of the nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions." That's true thankfulness. Although Thanksgiving today is celebrated only once a year, Washington's words reflect a tremendous attitude of humbleness and gratitude that we'd all do well to have in our lives. Thank you, Gary and Dave, for being with us today.
Thank you.
When you're looking to understand your future, remember this program and look beyond today. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.